Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Adult ADHD and Anxiety Workbook, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Skills to Manage Stress, Find Focus, and Reclaim Your Life, by J. Russell Ramsey, Ph.D. Foreword by Ari Tuckman, PSYD. Narrated by Daniel Henning. Publisher's note: this audio edition references worksheets that can be downloaded at newharbinger.com/52434. This publication is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering psychological, financial, legal, or other professional services. If expert assistance or counseling is needed, the services of a competent professional should be sought. Foreword. I tell clients and presentation audiences that if you have ADHD and you're not at least a little anxious and depressed, then you're not paying attention. Okay, that's a joke, and it's also painfully true. If you're listening to this, then you know what I'm talking about. If you're not managing your ADHD well, you will probably have more setbacks, disappointments, frustrations, and just plain situations where you don't want to do what you planned to. Or at least hope to. I wish I could say that feeling anxious or depressed was just your imagination running wild with negative ideas, but you know that there is too much of a seed of truth to those doubts and uncomfortable feelings. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. Just as poorly managed ADHD can make it really easy to feel anxious, getting on top of your ADHD makes it a whole lot easier to legitimately have less to worry about. This is really important if you saw a therapist or took medication for anxiety before you were diagnosed with ADHD. Hopefully, it was somewhat helpful, but it never worked as well as you would have hoped, did it? It's kind of like painting the water stains on the ceiling but not fixing the leak in the roof. All it takes is yet another ADHD moment for all those bad feelings to come flooding back in again. That's what is so great about this book. It's chock full of strategies to help you actually get more done and, equally important, then feel good about it. ADHD is fundamentally a neurological condition, but there's a ton of psychology that develops from a lifetime of ADHD moments. Not only is it harder to consistently do the right things at the right times, but it also becomes harder to give yourself credit for what you're doing, or to believe that you're up for the challenge in the first place. I can't think of a better person to write this book than Russ Ramsey, Ph.D. He is the epitome of the clinician and researcher. He knows how to work directly with people, and he knows all the research that guides the most effective interventions. I always learn something from his writing and presenting, and I quote him all the time in my presentations. He's really good at integrating what others have found, adding his own insights, and explaining it in a way that makes sense. Cognitive behavioral therapy is the perfect method to break the ADHD and anxiety pipeline. It can reduce the impact of ADHD on your daily life and also give you the tools to bounce back from those situations that go sideways. If you put in the effort, you will feel better for it. Russ knows that the goal isn't to have less ADHD or anxiety, it's to have more of a life. This means making better use of your time, chipping away at procrastination, making your relationships more satisfying, handling the inevitable setbacks resiliently, and making the time to take good care of yourself. This is what will empower you to pursue what is really important to you. That's the final payoff, and you deserve it. Ari Tuckman, PSYD, author of 4 books on ADHD, ADHD After Dark, Understand Your Brain, Get More Done, More Attention, Less Deficit, and Integrative Treatment for Adult ADHD. Introduction. Feeling emotionally overwhelmed by life. You're most likely listening to this book because you're an adult with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, who is also experiencing anxiety. I'm calling this the adult ADHD anxiety connection. I see its efforts often in my work as a psychologist treating adults with ADHD, and will explore it in depth in this workbook. My hope is that the proven cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, tools in this book will help you better manage your co-occurring ADHD and anxiety so you can feel more confident, focused, and calm. This is a workbook, so you will have many opportunities to practice applying these tools to your specific situation. Common scenarios. To start, let's discuss some common scenarios that you may relate to. In each story, an adult experiences both ADHD and anxiety. All client examples are disguised and composites of different cases to protect confidentiality. Barry's story. Barry is a late 20-something man who was diagnosed with ADHD in college. He's wrestled with organization and follow-through problems all his life. He'd hoped that after college, he'd be better able to stay on top of things in a job where he was paid and with projects that had significance beyond grades. Unfortunately, ADHD continued to create troubles for him. His levels of stress and anxiety rose along with his increased adult responsibilities, both inside and outside the office. When his work struggles led to a mediocre performance review, Barry reached out to me for help with ADHD. One of our early sessions addressed an important work report that Barry had forgotten about until just before our Friday meeting. This was characteristic of the problems that led him to me. He had until Monday to finish it, a tight but doable time frame. We drew up what he agreed was a reasonable plan to face this straightforward project. He figured he'd knock the report out in 2 hours or so. I asked Barry, "What could interfere with carrying out your plan?" Barry said, "I know I can do it, but, I can see myself stressing out all weekend and waiting until the last minute to do it. I'll get it done, but then I'll worry about how it could have been better had I started earlier." And that's what happened. Does this sound familiar? Do you make plans for yourself that you put off way too long and pay the price later? These could be tasks for work or school, or even daily matters like household chores, errands, or anything effortful that seems like work. That expectation of having to expend effort on something the opposite of fun or interesting is what makes any task more prone to procrastination, especially for adults with ADHD. You've no doubt heard lots of advice about planning and organizing your time and responsibilities, but you also know what a challenge that is as an adult with ADHD. Even thinking about plans can be anxiety-provoking and stressful. Maybe you feel overwhelmed by the stress of juggling a seemingly relentless onslaught of unavoidable duties. You may feel like even getting one thing done requires so much time, focus, and energy that if you did it, you would then feel too exhausted and stressed to take on anything else. What's more, adults with ADHD often find themselves repeatedly apologizing and scrambling to make amends. They may even fabricate excuses for lateness to avoid disappointing others. Kelly's story. Being disorganized, apologizing, and scrambling to make amends are some of the challenges Kelly, who had long struggled with ADHD, faced. Kelly's disorganization compromised her ability to keep promises, make it to scheduled events, and take care of other day-to-day responsibilities. Kelly fought back tears in a session recounting her snack shame incident. For the second time in a row, she'd forgotten her turn as designated snack bringer for her daughter's soccer game. Because she was already late, she dropped off her daughter and raced off in search of a convenience store, only to get pulled over for speeding. Kelly had tried and discarded innumerable planning systems and finally had resigned herself to winging it each day. However, each day left her exhausted with nagging worries that she'd missed something important and would later learn how she disappointed someone. How often have you faced those dope slap moments when you suddenly realize you've forgotten something important, like Kelly's snack shame? Apart from those out-of-the-blue panicked moments, are your everyday stresses of contending with your adult duties and roles affecting others, like your family, friends, or coworkers? This is the public-facing aspect of ADHD. The ripple effects of ADHD-related difficulties add stress when you're already dealing with people's reactions when you arrive late, forget a promise, miss an important detail, misplace something, or experience any similar snags. You've probably encountered disapproving looks, heavy sighs, and outright criticisms. On the other hand, do you sometimes feel unappreciated or misunderstood? Does it seem like your positive attributes and deeds are overlooked? Maybe you feel stressed and on the defensive, trying hard to please others. Efforts such as spending inordinate time and energy on straightforward tasks but still falling behind may present itself as perfectionism. You might identify ways other people could help you, but hold back asking because you're worried that you'll appear high maintenance and that they'll dismiss your requests. Susan faced these issues. Susan's story. Susan, who has ADHD, found what appeared to be a good fit job in sales. Her vibrant personality made her a customer favorite, especially with those she met face to face. However, following up with clients by phone or email stressed her out. Due to her anxieties, Susan typically let phone calls go to voicemail and put off replying to emails. She worried that her difficulties organizing and expressing her thoughts made her seem scattered and amateurish in her communications. Consequently, Susan spent a disproportionate amount of time crafting emails and repeatedly getting ready to get ready to return voicemails. Susan knew she needed help, but hesitated to speak up, nervous that her asking would come across as whining. She felt she needed to simply get over it. Do you stress about what others think of you, that is, your reputation? Maybe you feel like you can be yourself around certain people, which can be a stress buffer. Maybe you don't have a safe harbor of supported people who get you. Even if you have good friends, you might worry that you'll be rejected for some reason, even though there is no hint of that happening now. Maybe it happened to you before. Nevertheless, a lifetime of criticisms, teasing, or disappointments and frustrations from ADHD can erode your sense of self. This drop in confidence makes you less willing to trust connections with others, which is something Trent faced. Trent's story. Trent, an amiable and likable man, described feeling on the defensive with anyone at work or in his personal life who was not in his innermost circle. His stress stemmed from his long-standing distractibility and mind wandering that affected him in classes, meetings, conversations, and other social situations. Trent became adept at masking his ADHD-caused spaceouts, biding time until he regained the conversation thread. In doing so, though, he often missed important details, including directions at work. He described his mindset as bracing himself, ever on guard for potential disapproval. Trent's first therapist diagnosed him with social anxiety disorder, assuming his reticence indicated a classic, inordinate fear of being judged negatively by others. After some initial progress, Trent plateaued before discovering that ADHD was driving his anxieties. It was then that Trent learned of rejection-sensitive dysphoria. Rejection-sensitive dysphoria is essentially strong emotional reactions to feeling rejected or criticized that are disproportionate in their degree and durability, even if there is some truth to the matter. We will discuss it in greater detail later in the book. Trent's initial anxiety diagnosis makes some sense. Anxiety is the most common coexisting emotional diagnosis seen with adult ADHD. If you have both anxiety and ADHD, ADHD is likely the chief source of your anxiety. You may not experience extreme or debilitating anxiety, like panic attacks or agoraphobia, but you probably have instances similar to Barry's procrastination and ugh feeling, Susan's self-doubt and worries, or Trent's bracing. Or, like Kelly, you feel the overwhelm of disorganization, but the solution of committing to planning your day sparks even worse apprehension. It's these sorts of difficulties that led them to seek help. The Adult ADHD and Anxiety Workbook can help you address these and other issues that stem from having ADHD and anxiety in your life. The challenges of living with ADHD are magnified by stress and anxiety, a supersized double whammy of worry and life problems. In fact, many people first seek help for anxiety or depression and only later discover that ADHD was the missing puzzle piece. Perhaps you were diagnosed with ADHD in childhood. Some still view it as a childhood diagnosis, but it is now known to persist into adulthood for most children and teens with the diagnosis. If you were diagnosed as a child, you may have taken medications or taken steps like sacrificing sleep and extracurriculars to keep up with school. You may have also benefited from structure that others provided, such as parents helping you with homework. The responsibilities and roles of adulthood are less forgiving. There is no end of school year where you start anew with a clean slate. Things change in adulthood, with many strategies that worked in school being unsustainable in a job or college. You're not only trying to get yourself through the day, but others, such as children or employers, also depend on you. This adds another layer of responsibilities, stress, and frustration. You also must manage finances, maintain a living space, and keep and organize commitments, such as doctor visits and social events. On the other hand, you may have gone through childhood and adolescence with some combination of distractibility, restlessness, and poor impulse control, and resultant problems. You may have struggled with problems such as disorganization, late assignments, or forgetfulness. You may have sensed that you weren't fulfilling your potential or that something was off, but not had it identified as ADHD until adulthood. In your earlier life, you may have gotten by or even did quite well. That may have changed when you began to face the multiple persistent demands of adulthood that demand good organizational skills. Also, ADHD treatment tools and structures that parents or teachers maintained are now up to you to implement alone, which can feel like trying to tie your shoes while running full speed. Hopefully, you now know that your struggle with procrastinating, getting to places on time, keeping up with children's schedules, and having poor follow-through on plans isn't due to lack of desire or capability, but due to ADHD. No doubt, you can cite countless examples of how some assortment of inattention, restlessness, and impulsivity caused problems for you. But these symptoms alone don't capture the essence of ADHD. Using a medical example, they're like having a fever but not knowing what malady is causing it. In this view, ADHD is chiefly an issue of chronic, wide-ranging problems and unreliability with self-regulation. Self-regulation. Self-regulation is the suite of behaviors that you use to manage yourself. It's your capacity of self-control, which helps you to do whatever it is you set out to do. It's what helps you turn your intentions into actions that move you forward in achieving goals, big and small. If you've ever woken up to an alarm you set, you've exerted self-regulation. If you've ever set an item by your front door so that you remember to take it with you to work the next day, that's self-regulation. Have you ever deleted a social media app to avoid wasting time on it? That's self-regulation. You also practice self-regulation through your mindset. For example, you may focus on the delayed payoffs when preparing slides for a work presentation or exercising when you didn't feel like it. These long-range motivations can be incentivized in the short term, such as waiting to watch a movie until after finishing your slides or workout. Everybody has these self-regulation capacities, which are also known as executive functions. Executive functions can be broken down into skill categories, which Chapter 1 will list in more detail. These include time management, follow-through on plans, organization, such as keeping track of your stuff, like keys and work IDs, and organization duties, like keeping up with finances and car registrations. The issue with ADHD is that the executive functions are chronically unreliable. For instance, you might put off preparing your slides until the morning of your work presentation due to your stress at the thought of organizing them. Or you might convince yourself that watching a movie now will put you in the mood to exercise later. When thinking about the problems you face that led you to this book, you probably used the language of executive function problems relevant to your life, such as procrastinate less, organize your days better, respond to friends and family quicker, keep up with bills and chores, and be less sensitive to others' reactions. Procrastination, which Chapter 5 covers in detail, causes problems that leave you stressed and frustrated, but still dealing with its ripple effects. Similarly, lateness, missed meetings, and forgotten promises from poor time management create stress and anxieties in relationships and other areas of life. Can you see how ADHD itself creates anxiety due to executive function problems? From your experiences growing up with ADHD, stress, apprehension, and other guises of anxiety become associated with your various life roles and endeavors. Anxiety signals the risk that comes with the consistent inconsistency of ADHD. Most adults with ADHD have a history of frustrations that create stress. Coping with ADHD itself is stressful. Encountering your consistent inconsistency activates anxiety. In turn, anxiety promotes a desire to escape or avoid whatever is making you anxious, which is called escape avoidance. This pattern magnifies and is magnified by ADHD, like gasoline on fire. You don't work on your slides, even though you know it's better to be prepared. Or you skip your gym trip to watch a movie, even though you know you'd have felt better had you gone. Your adult ADHD anxiety connection is triggered by the day-in and day-out demands of organizing and keeping up with your roles and responsibilities, all while contending with the difficulties posed by ADHD. You're probably juggling many adult roles and responsibilities. In addition to time management at work, you may have a shared custody and visitation schedule with an ex-spouse. You may taxi aging parents to medical visits on top of attending night school and keeping up your apartment. You might find your eyes periodically filling with tears from equal parts fatigue and stress caused by dealing with ADHD all day, every day. This overwhelm is stoked by the uncertainty and self-doubt that result from persistent difficulties with poor self-regulation. This creates a vicious, self-perpetuating cycle of frustrations that you likely feel powerless to do anything about. This is where ADHD and anxiety become fused. If any of this sounds like you and what you're facing, this workbook will help you. It will provide skills that will make a difference in your day-to-day life, help turn your intentions into actions, and help you rise above stress and anxiety. Everyone has felt levels of stress, anxiety, and other unpleasant feelings that made us avoid carrying out a plan despite knowing we'd feel more stressed later. Hence, this workbook is all about implementation, helping you do whatever it is that you set out to do. How this book can help you. I offer you this workbook, first and foremost as a psychologist who specializes in adult ADHD. I practice cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. CBT is an established, evidence-based treatment for adult ADHD. My CBT approach in this workbook is implementation-focused, so you can adapt the skills as you see fit to your life circumstances. If you struggle with procrastination, you can use anti-procrastination skills to get started on tasks you don't feel like doing. If you struggle with keeping track of commitments, you can draw on time management skills, including the use of a daily planner and to-do lists. If your coping difficulties affect your work and personal relationships, anti-procrastination and time management skills will help these too. Additional targeted skills will help you improve your relationships and reduce your sensitivities. The CBT skills and strategies for adult ADHD draw on a range of understandings of human behavior, especially the intersection of thoughts and emotions. The Adult ADHD and Anxiety Workbook is written for adults with ADHD whose coping difficulties are complicated by emotional overwhelm, particularly the spectrum of anxiety, worry, apprehensions, jitters, nervous discomfort, and uneasiness when facing the tasks, chores, demands, and roles of adult life. This is a fitting definition of the adult ADHD-anxiety connection. You need not have a formal anxiety diagnosis to benefit from this book. As noted, ADHD is likely the chief source of your anxiety. You may typically describe yourself as easygoing until facing a project deadline, or worse, an I-have-to-do-it job without any deadline, requiring you to organize and execute a work plan on your own timeline without any external scaffolding. This is when stress and anxieties kick in. At first, these discomforts make you procrastinate and avoid tasks. Then, you reach a point of no return where there are no other options but to do the task. Here, anxiety transforms into panic, the rocket fuel to binge work on a project the night before it's due. This leads to an unhealthy, unsustainable, and stressful lifestyle. Before reaching that point, though, otherwise reasonable task plans likely got labeled in your mind as work, chores, tedious, or boring, and consequently are now exponentially more stressful and thereby susceptible to procrastination. This connection probably stems from your lifetime struggles with ADHD, which triggers anxiety. Even if your anxiety is confined to circumscribed matters, the ideas and suggestions in this book will help you more effectively face them and free up time and peace of mind for yourself. You may have chosen this book because you've been lugging around anxiety for a long time and have improved some but have hit a wall. This is what happens for many adults with ADHD who were diagnosed with depression or anxiety before learning they had ADHD. You may sense that there's something else causing the troubling inconsistency in your life. Many women, like Kelly, who later identified with ADHD, first sought treatment for anxiety or depression. In fact, women with ADHD may be more prone to the adult ADHD-anxiety combination. The prevalence of adult ADHD is about equal between men and women, but many women go undiagnosed until adulthood and on average are diagnosed later in life than men. There's still a greater ratio of boys to girls diagnosed in the school age years. The difference is attributed to the fact that hyperactivity and its effects seen in boys are more readily identified in the classroom. Girls' inattention and distractibility in the classroom and at home often goes unnoticed. If any of these stories resonate with you, welcome. This workbook is for you, too. Let's now turn to what the book aims to do for you and how you can make it work best for you. How do I get the most out of the book? There are ample opportunities for you to personalize this book, To help you identify personally relevant examples, chapters have reflection and practice exercises.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?